Hello, my name is Delphine Goma. I am a research assistant on the Our Voices 2 programme. Today I am joined by Dr. Kate Darcy, Senior Research Fellow at the International Centre, researching child sexual exploitation, violence and trafficking at the University of Bedfordshire. In this episode, Kate shares with us some of the key learning from the LEAP Against Sexual Violence project. The LEAP project supports children and young people affected by sexual violence by strengthening and facilitating participatory practice in the UK and in three European countries. The LEAP project is a two-year project that is part of the Our Voices programme, and the project ends this month. So hello, Kate.
Hi.
To begin with, could you give us a brief overview of the LEAP project?
Yes, I'll do my best. It's a very extensive project, but in a nutshell, the things that we have done is we have trained 20 professionals who work in specialist services supporting young people and children affected by sexual violence. In each country, we have trained around 20, as I said. Mm-hmm. And as a result of the training, they then were asked to join a community of practice. And that community of practice has continued to meet for six times over the course of the project. This has been found to be a really supportive process because it's helped people not only undertake the training, but then as a consequence be able to meet up with other practitioners throughout the remaining time of the project to touch base and see how their participatory work is developing.
Okay.
That's one main thing. The other main thing really was that doing a similar process with young people, so training young people to become youth facilitators, and we trained between 4 and 5 young people in each country. Again, they undertook 3-day training, and then they continued to work together on delivering training to other young people to raise awareness about sexual violence and issues, to support those young people, and to also develop prevention projects.
Okay, great. And could you tell us a bit more about the resources that were developed as part of the project?
Yes, so from the practitioner training we have, which was a 4-day face-to-face training, we've developed an e-learning module. This will be available on Child Hub, and it's basically a module that people can work through in their own time, and it helps them think about how they can really enhance participation work in their own practice and their organisations. We've also developed a toolkit which provides the 3-day training for the youth facilitators, and it also provides a 12-session plan for those youth facilitators to train other young people with practitioners about the issues around sexual violence and awareness raising, and again developing their own awareness raising projects and products.
Okay, thank you. And what were some of the benefits of taking part in this project for young people?
We've heard lots of positive statements from young people. Young people have told us that they felt that they were really listened to. One of the reasons was the methodology of the training. So when they sat down and did their 3-day training with adults, that was a joint process. So adults were equal to young people. Everybody could input and participate in the activities, and they did that at an equal level. And the feedback from young people about the way the training was delivered was really positive. They also had the opportunity to feedback if there were things that they felt needed to improve. But overall, actually, there were very few comments. Young people really enjoyed the participatory activities. So really what's underpinned the participation work has been the provision of really good activities and materials to engage young people.
And what were some of the benefits for professionals working with these young people?
Again, I think it was the training tools provided them with a sort of set framework to move ahead with. It was also about creating a safe space for practitioners, because they were often not that confident about how to do prevention, how to do participation work, and because sometimes, you know, the challenges of sort of working in practice can be really difficult. So it was really good to have this safe space where they could discuss some of those challenges with other people who quite often have been through similar issues, and they could help advise each other.
Great. And as we know from our research, participatory practice with children and young people can pose a number of practical and ethical challenges. Could you share some of the challenges or barriers that you or partner organisations or young people came across during the project? And could you also tell us how you managed these challenges?
Yeah, we didn't actually face any ethical challenges within the project direct, if that makes sense. We had no particular difficulties that arose, but I think that was part of the forward planning by all partners. So at the outset, we set down very clear ethical guidance and responsibilities for risk assessing and making sure that young people would be safe and were looked after when they were taking part in the project. Where services were delivering direct provision to young people, they were very familiar with this type of setup, so they were able to risk assess. They had their own materials and tools, which we shared around with other partners who didn't have direct work with young people. They actually worked with partner organisations who they had agreements with who would support young people if the need arose to do so.
Okay, thank you. And based on your experience, could you share some top tips for meaningfully involving young people affected by sexual violence in participatory initiatives?
Yes, I think the top tips really are listening to young people, really taking the time out to work with young people on an equal level, which sometimes means stepping down from your professional assumptions and agenda. So it is about having the support in place to also be able to do that within your organisation. So good supervision, good line management, and support for resources to enable participation to take place. Plenty of time, enabling time to have discussions with colleagues and young people about the participation activities that you're planning, and to reflect on those also. And also, really, it's making sure that everyone thinks about participation as a process rather than a product. It's not a one-off activity. It's something that only gets better with time, and it needs that time investment in order to make it really work.
Thank you. And as the International Centre has traditionally worked in the UK, what was different about how the project took shape in different contexts?
I think what we've all really benefited from is working across different countries and learning from each other about different country contexts. In the UK, it is a very CSE focused, and we found that working in different countries, especially Eastern Europe, that wasn't the case. So in those countries, they were really looking at issues of much wider sexual violence, domestic violence, and other forms of abuse and violence, not just specifically CSE. So that was a really interesting learning for all partners. We also really learned a lot about the politics and how much that affects the way that you can do participation and how young people are treated when they come forward or are suffering from sexual violence. So it's been a real learning experience. Also, different partners have different levels of expertise. Some were real experts in participation and have been able to share things like participatory filmmaking with us and all sorts of other resources. And that's been something that every partner's been able to do. And so I feel that every partner has benefited from that international context.
And lastly, could you tell me about plans now that the project has finished? And how will this work be sustained or further developed?
Well, we're very pleased that there are things that are going forward. We didn't want the project to sort of end and nothing to happen as a result of all the work that we've done. And in different countries, different things are going forward. Some countries have found the country advisory group to be very useful and to be a real beginning to break down prevention towards sexual violence, and they will continue to meet, and a budget has been found for that to continue that work. In other countries, the work with young people is going to continue. Young people are going to work with their organisation to develop further the participation activities that they do with the organisation, and also train up other young people. So we're really pleased that there are a number of things continuing, as well as that there'll be open access to all the resources that we've developed, such as the e-module and the toolkit, which I mentioned previously. And we hope that that will enable more practitioners to become aware of the project and to benefit from it. We've also finally set up a knowledge exchange, and people are welcome to contact me in order to join the exchange and continue some of the work, which we'll also pass on through some of our other international projects at the International Centre.
Thank you so much, Kate. It was great to learn more about this fantastic project. Thank you.
Thank you.